Hello, and welcome to another episode of Minutes with Mom. I'm Jerrica, your host. Today, we're talking about marriage. Does your husband think you're his enemy? Marriage. That's a tough subject, isn't it? One that can get hairy really quick if we aren't careful. But I do believe that marriage is important. I believe it's a topic that needs to be talked about more often and more frequently and more candidly. And so today, we're going to discuss whether or not your husband thinks you're his enemy. Now, you might be asking yourself, what do you mean thinks I'm his enemy? And I'm going to give a little bit of real live examples that have happened in my own life and in my own marriage. And hopefully we can kind of come to a consensus on what would be the right way to respond to our husbands when maybe we have a disagreement or maybe we just find ourselves kind of in differing opinions to one another. And hopefully this will encourage you in your marriage and if you find yourself facing this reality. First, we're going to talk about communication. The key to helping him understand that you're on his side. I know that in the evangelical world and even in the Reformed world, there are lots of varying opinions on what the wife is supposed to or maybe allowed to do as far as operating in her role. This is where we are, so this will just help you understand where I'm coming from when I'm talking about communication. My husband and I believe that the wife is to submit to her husband, just like, you know, the church is to submit to Christ, as Christ being the head of the church and the husband being the head of the wife and the head of the home. However, this does not mean that she is not equal in her Christian life, meaning she has just as much value and worth and importance as a Christian as he does. She's not less of a Christian because she's the wife. They are equal in that regard. Now, but when it comes to positionally in the marriage, she is definitely in submission to him and he is the final decision maker. This doesn't mean that she doesn't have input. It doesn't mean that she can't express concerns or her opinions or her thoughts on things, because she definitely has the freedom to do that. What it does mean, though, is that at the end of the day, he has the final say-so. And this is going to look different for different marriages. I have known some women where it's stressful for them to be involved in like big decisions, and they do just kind of relinquish that totally to their husbands. They don't want to be a part of big decisions because it's very stressful. Then there are other marriages that I have encountered where it's very 50-50 in decision making, in that the husband highly regards the wife's opinion, wants to know what she thinks, what her thoughts are, does she have concerns, all of that. And I would say that's kind of more where my husband and I fall into the marriage dynamic, is we talk about everything. And sometimes it's actually hard to do surprises for the other person because we're so used to kind of like hashing things out and talking, you know, is this a good idea? Is this not a good idea? And so sometimes we've run into issues when it comes to like anniversary surprises or, you know, things like that, but we work through those nevertheless. But yes, communication, it is such an important key in making sure your husband doesn't view you as his enemy. And I'll talk briefly to a situation that happened like in the beginning years of our marriage. And I remember we were having a discussion, and I believe it was about jobs. I can't remember exactly what the context was, but basically it boiled down to my husband was very defensive, and he was very like trying to defend himself, and like, I guess he wasn't really understanding where I was coming from in the like hesitancy I was expressing to him in this particular situation. And I had to wind up telling him just point blank, I was like, look, I am not your enemy. Everything that I do, every concern that I express, every hesitancy that I have, it's all being thrust by the fact that I have your best interest at heart. I want what's best for you. And in a marriage, the beauty of a husband and a wife is men and women bring completely different perspectives to the table. And my friend, she was talking one day about a book that she had read, and I haven't read it. I do think it would be very interesting though. And it was a book that she was kind of quoting from about how men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti, and guys think very compartmentally. It's like they focus on that one thing and they can't move on to the next thing until they are finished with this one thing. And women are like spaghetti in that, you know, if you have a bowl of spaghetti, all the noodles are all intertwined and they're all somehow connected to each other, and it's just this one long trail and thought and all of that. And in the beginning years of our marriage, we had to learn the hard way through trial and error this big difference between how men see things and how women see things, and how, you know, I would sometimes overwhelm him with like laying out all of my concerns like all at once instead of like expressing one concern and then kind of working through that concern with him and then maybe bringing about another concern and then working through that. I would just like dump everything on his lap and he would just kind of freak out a little bit, like, whoa, wait a minute, what are you trying to say? What are you doing? And he would feel very attacked. And I have had to learn since then, like, the ways that I need to present information to him, like if I have a concern about something, or maybe I have several concerns about something, I need to pick a time where he is not focused on something else that's consuming his mind, you know, thinking of the waffle, that one square. I have to wait till he's ready to move on to a new square to present something to him. And, you know, when the doors of communication are open, because if I bombard him with, you know, my thoughts and my concerns, my spaghetti, it's too much for him and it overwhelms him and he gets defensive. And so one way to help your husband not see you as the enemy when you're trying to talk about something is be aware of how men communicate and how women communicate. And obviously us women, we can think about 150 different things all at once. And guys just aren't like that. Maybe there's an exception to the rule with very few guys who I've heard about throughout the years, but the overall population of men don't think that way. They think like that waffle analogy, one box at a time, one square at a time. And if you really want to have success in your communication with your husband, you have to keep this in mind. You cannot just dump everything out on top of him, because he will freak out, he will get defensive, he will clam up faster than you can say, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He'll shut down. And that is so important. Communication is so important in a marriage. And oftentimes couples like miss this. They totally neglect to realize that men and women operate differently. And this isn't just for like women to men. Men need to realize that women, we think like that bowl of spaghetti where we've got like thoughts running all over. And he's got to keep that in mind if he wants to have a productive conversation with her and ready himself to have kind of an all over the board conversation or discussion about something and be ready for that. And so communication is so important, and keeping it in mind how men communicate versus how women communicate will definitely lend itself for a more successful and productive conversation than if we're not taking the other person and the way that they perceive and take information in. If we're not taking that into consideration, it will not be that productive of an exchange. Another thing, timing is everything. We must use wise discretion when it comes to talking about sensitive subjects with our husbands. And I say timing is everything because my husband tells me that all the time. Like, there have been moments in our marriage where I've brought something up and he'll just get really bent out of shape or upset. And I'll be like, what's wrong? Why, you know, why are you so upset right now? Like, what's making you mad? And he'll say, you know, I wasn't even thinking about any of that kind of stuff right now. Like, you should have brought that up, you know, at such and such time. Like, I would have been in a better frame of mind, but now I feel this or that. And I'll think, oh, you know, like, I definitely wasn't paying attention. You know, this really wasn't the most optimal time, you know, to say something. A good example of just the timing is everything is like a couple days ago, I had sent a text message to a friend and he like reread the text message and he was like, that kind of sounded like this, like you shouldn't have said it that way. That sounded kind of mean or self-deprecating. And I was like, well, why didn't you say that, you know, like before I sent it? You should have told me, like, you should have said something. And so, you know, timing is everything. Works on both sides. It works from, you know, husbands to wives, and it works from wives to husbands. Timing really is everything. And it's so important that we keep that in mind. Again, it ties back into communication, just paying attention and being sensitive and being aware. Like, don't bring up something like him being on the phone and how it bothers you when he's sitting there on his phone, because I can guarantee you he's going to be defensive and he's going to be upset and he's going to be like, hey, wait a minute, you know, like, you're on your phone too. Like, that's just a recipe for disaster. So definitely, wives, pay attention to when you're deciding to bring things up. Do a quick assessment of what's his attitude right now. Is he tired? Is this, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, is this really the time to let's have a heart to heart? Probably not. Definitely don't do what I've done and bring things up on a whim and really not assess the situation and see if it's the most optimal time to bring things up, because it can end a disaster and a fight, and that's not what we want. We want good communication. We want good conversation, good back and forth, good dynamics between husbands and wives. We want productivity, not destruction and tearing down and, you know, causing a bigger rift to be formed between a husband and wife. That's not what we want. Another thing too that I am so guilty of neglecting to do until like the very last minute is praying. Pray. Sometimes after everything we have said, all we are left with to do is pray. And you know what? Sometimes you don't even need to say anything. You don't need to open your mouth. How many times have you been guilty of opening your mouth and after you do it, you're like wishing that you could grab the words and put them back in your mouth because you think, that was not a smart move. I should not have said that. I have been guilty of that. I know if you are a wife for more than 5 seconds, you have been guilty of that too. We all do it. We all open mouth, insert foot. And sometimes we need to be able to be wise enough and be discerning enough to know, you know what? I don't need to say anything. I just need to pray. I need to pray and I need to ask the Lord to change his heart and to change his mind. And I have seen this happen in my marriage many times throughout the years. There have been times where I have thought, you know what? I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to say anything. I am not going to do anything. All I'm going to do is I'm just going to pray. I am going to plead with the Lord to change his heart, to change his mind, to change his attitude, whatever it is. And I leave it in the Lord's hands. I don't try to assess or get ready to debate or fight my side or my argument or my point of view or whatever the case is. I just shut my mouth and I let the Lord take care of it. Because here's something that I heard Stacy from Humorous Homemaking say on one of her Periscopes. She said, wives don't change husbands, God does. And I thought, how true is that? How much time and energy do we as wives waste by trying to change our husbands when at the end of the day, that is impossible? We don't change our husbands. God does. God is the one that brings change about in any person's life. Husbands can't change wives. Only God does. You know, parents can't change children. Children can't change parents. This can translate over into any situation. Friends can't change friends. This is only God's area of expertise. So I will say that prayer is oftentimes the most effective form of communication. And timing is everything with prayer, because You can pray all day long about anything and everything, and that's the best form of communication. And God will, in His timing, bring about the necessary change. And sometimes when we're praying for God to change our husband's hearts, He will often change our hearts, because the change really needed to happen with us, not with our husbands. And so sometimes that happens. And we really have to incorporate prayer into our lives, into our relationships with our husbands, into our relationships with our children, with our friends, in every area and aspect of life. It's so important. Prayer is such a crucial component for effective communication between a husband and a wife. Now, you might think it's a strong podcast title, "Does Your Husband Think You're His Enemy?" And I say that because there have been exchanges and interactions between me and my husband where he has felt like I was the enemy, because I was just being very harsh and very critical in things that I was saying. I wasn't being sensitive. I wasn't being, I wasn't being just careful in the words that I was using, the language that I was choosing to use, and how I was communicating. I just really wasn't taking his feelings into consideration. I was just being harsh and rough. And he sometimes felt like I was being like the enemy. I wasn't being the helper and the wife that I needed to be. And, you know, women, I just want to encourage you, don't be a wife that tears your husband down. Don't do that. Be a wife that builds him up, that admonishes him in a loving way, and admonishes him in a way that points him back to Christ, not in a way that tears him apart as a man, not in a way that emasculates him and makes him feel like a big giant loser who doesn't know how to do anything. Because we can do that, women. We can do that to our husbands. We can tear them down and rip them to shreds. And, you know, sometimes you'll see, like, in movies or television shows, like, they'll say things like, a woman will be sitting there and a guy will say something kind of, you know, goofy or whatever, and she'll, like, have this look on her face. And sometimes that phrase, like, oh, if looks could kill, sometimes women, like wives in particular, they're given that ability, I guess, and it's not really a good ability to have, like, having a look that could kill. You know, but we're all guilty of it. I am guilty of giving eyes to my husband where he is like, geez Louise, you know, what are you doing? What are you thinking? I'm guilty of it. And it's not right. I'm not advocating for doing that. It's wrong. There's definitely a heart issue there when I'm doing that, or if you are guilty of doing that. But I just want to emphasize, stop and think about what you're going to say and the words that you're choosing to use as you're saying it, and ask yourself, am I admonishing him in a way that is loving, that is kind, that is pointing him back to Christ? Or am I making sure that I am tearing him down to pieces, making him feel like less of a person, less of a man, less of a leader and a provider of the home? And if the answer is yes to the second one, you need to stop, and you need to get your heart and your attitude in check before you get ready to address anything in your husband's life, because he will feel like you're the enemy. He will feel like you are not his helpmeet, that you are not by his side going through life together. He's going to feel like your only aim is to bring him down and destroy him and point out all of the bad things that he is doing in his life. But can I just say just a real thing here for a second? You are not perfect. You are not acing it as a wife every single day. I'm not. I blow it all the time. I hurt his feelings. I have to go back and I have to say, I'm very sorry. I should not have said that. Please forgive me. Because the dynamic between my husband and I, he is like, I wrote a blog post about this. Like, he is Mr. Steady and I am Miss Dreamer. And sometimes I am going 90 to nothing in one direction, and he's not there. He's the classic tire kicker, wants to think about it, wants to mull it over. And that is such an incredible attribute and quality, because it can keep me in the rails and I don't get our family into a situation that could destroy us. And there have been several times where our dynamic has, because he's the leader and he's Mr. Steady, like it's kept us from going down roads that could have been like super, super dangerous. But again, my personality has caused us to experience some really cool things, you know, that have kind of pulled him out of his comfort zone. So I'm not saying that a husband needs to suppress the qualities and attributes that a wife may have that he doesn't possess. I'm just saying there's got to be a balance and an open line of communication between a husband and a wife so that both of them can thrive in the gifts and talents and qualities and just character traits and characteristics that God has equipped both the husband and the wife with and for. And if there is not this open line of communication, that is not going to happen. You are going to find yourself at odds with one another all the time. You're never going to have productive conversations with one another. You're always going to find yourself feeling bitterness and resentment and all of these different things towards each other. And one thing that I want to emphasize too, make it a point to get your communication to a level where you can express, hey, you know what? I'm feeling really angry at you because of something that you've done or something that you've said. And be willing to have this neutral ground where you can talk about these things, because it is so important that if you start harboring bitterness and anger and resentment in your heart towards your spouse, that is a breeding ground for trouble and you do not want to go there. I promise you, you don't want to do that. My husband and I, we experienced that at early on in our marriage, and it took us several years to kind of work through that. And he and I now, we're at a place where we're very candid with one another. We definitely have that freedom in our communication relationship to be able to say, it really bothers me what you did. I'm having a hard time fighting these feelings towards you because of this thing that you said or this decision that you made or whatever it is. And if you're not there in your marriage, that's fine. But make it a point to get there. You have to have the ability to communicate frankly and honestly with one another without getting defensive, without feeling attacked, without just throwing fiery arrows at one another and mudslinging. That's not what you want. It needs to be productive conversation. It needs to be fruitful. There needs to be good things that come out of the time spent having those frank discussions. And again, we have to remember, this goes for both a husband and a wife, but since I'm a wife and I can speak directly to that, wives, remember, you are not going to change your husband. You're not. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you say. You are not going to change your husband. Only God is going to do that. Only God can bring about true change in your husband's heart. And remember, like I said, that change that you're praying for, it actually might happen in your heart, because the change really needed to happen with you and not with your husband. So remember that. The next time you are in a situation and you feel like he thinks I'm his enemy, he thinks I'm fighting against him, stop and think for a moment. How are you talking? How are you communicating to him? Are you using words that are tearing him down as a man and not lifting him up and up, you know, just creating a better environment for him to blossom as the leader and the husband in your home? And also to timing. Are you picking a really bad time to bring something up? If so, stop and just kind of, you know, recant what you've said and say, you know, never mind. We can talk about this at a different time. This isn't really the best time. Let's talk about this, you know, maybe tomorrow or another time when it would be more optimal. And don't forget, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Sometimes the only form of communication is a closed mouth and an open heart being poured out before the Lord about your relationship with your husband. And remember, you are his helpmeet. Your job is to help him in whatever ways that you can. And sometimes helping him is just to keep your mouth shut and just be quiet and let the Lord take care of it. And I can promise to you from personal experience, my husband and I have overcome some really intense things in our marriage because I have left him in the hands of the Lord and left him there for God to change, and I've stopped trying to change him on my own. And, you know, I just encourage you, if you find yourself at this conflict with you and your husband where he feels like you're his enemy, how he feels like all you ever do is attack him and all of that, stop, close your mouth, and just pray to the Lord and ask him to bring about the necessary changes in your marriage. And go to the scriptures, be encouraged by the scriptures, and find comfort in that. And, you know, I can speak to what God's done in my marriage. And, you know, some marriages, they're in really bad shape and they need a third party person to step in and intervene. And if that's your situation, then I pray that God would bring about whoever you would need in your life to be that mediator that is necessary. But again, stop trying to change your husband yourself. Let God do that. This concludes today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and were encouraged. For more articles, you can subscribe to my blog at minuteswithmom.com. You can follow me all across social media at minuteswithmom. You can also check out my ebook on Amazon called Choosing Joy in the Little Years. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast too for weekly episodes and updates. And again, I will talk with you tomorrow.